SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get to know your family again.
Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brancy, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead Cam Stewart. So will Kevin Walsh be in a couple of moments time. We're also on the ropes right now as we've got the St. Louis Blues, who are trailing Arizona 1-0 in the third period of play. We have some early hockey action. Got a full slate of NHL action this evening, full plate of NBA basketball, light night basketball this evening. But we've got a lot of picks for you tonight. We've got the raging redhead Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Gabe? Yeah, I'm ready. Lots of ice work tonight. We got some hardwood. You said it, college a little bit thin, but a good game at 7 o'clock. We got Virginia and Florida State leaning to the Seminoles right now. I think that should be a pretty damn good game right there. Florida State's at home. It's been a big weekend for Florida State, too. If you think Daniel Berger, who won in golf, is a Florida State Seminole, I'm going to keep the Seminole theme rolling tonight. Berger time Koepka. That's 2 weeks in a row. Florida State, Koepka, Berger, Florida State, and Florida State tonight on the hardwood. Gabe, let's keep it real. 3 for 3.
I like where you're going with that, Cam. I like Florida State as well this evening. And, well, listen, it's burger time at Cam's place every time. Every day of the week is a good time for burger time. But you had a piece of Daniel Berger to win this tournament, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a good situation, Gabe. And we talk about live betting, right? Cantlay was the favorite, and we had a piece of Berger earlier. And then we're sitting there and go, what do you do in the situation? I had Nate Lashley, Gabe, 180-1. He was leading at going into the 15th hole. So I just needed Jordan Spieth to go away. Then bang, we increased our units again, did the math. And golf's a great sport to bet on. And congratulations to you, Paul Casey, top 10 and 20. All our guys, man, we almost hit every single guy on the board top 10 and 20 this week. Fantastic week on the links.
Well, you know what? I've actually had better top 20 six packs. I went 3-3. Streelman was plus money. So, you know what? We cashed a little bit, but I had Paul Casey to win the tournament. I did not have Daniel Berger. And I'll tell you what, I also did not have Michael McDowell to win the Daytona 500. Although I wish that I did, considering that he was 100-1 earlier in the week. We talk about it, though, right? Like the Daytona 500, it's either Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, or insert 60-70-1 long shot. Every couple of years, Daytona, a long shot will step up and win. Yet we hear, oh, anyone can win. It's not really true. Look, Denny Hamlin won the last two times here. And Cam, who was in contention late? Logano and Keselowski. They were about to win. And they take each other out, and their teammates, the Penske file goes down the tubes like the time George Costanza. You're not Penske material. oh, well, you should know. They offered me a job. It was great. George quits. That's awesome. George quits, and he shows up at the Penske office. And Buddy goes, well, we'd love to give you the job, but the whole episode was, but you are aware, right? He goes, but you are aware we're under investigation from the SEC. And yeah, we're all done. You're not Penske material. I'm telling you, so yeah, Team Penske got taken out, and then McDowell slides in the back door at 100-1. Unreal. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're taking it to one of Ranger Red and Cam Stewart Sports Grids. Kevin Walsh will step up and in. We'll talk NBA basketball. Don't look now, but the New York Knicks don't suck. All right, there's excitement around the Garden, and there's going to be 2,000 people allowed in to the Garden starting February the 23rd, although you do have to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event at MSG. But nevertheless, it's a start. I was thinking, you know what? The Knicks don't often win three games in a row, but they've actually done it. They have done it this year Their defense is suffocating. Atlanta struggling. So we've got a full slate of NBA basketball. I've already got too many NBA props that I shouldn't have already ready to fire away.
Something's never changed on the show. I can tell you one thing. Yeah, I love it. Hi, everybody. I'm Gabe Morenci. Don Discipline this weekend. Monday, we're right back at it. Hi, I'm Gabe Morenci. I got a lot of picks for you. That's the thing. Hey, don't worry, buddy. I'm the same way. I can say I'm slowing down. We never slow down. We always find something to bet on. And we'll have some in-game live action as well. So don't worry, Morenci. I think we got everybody covered.
Yeah, Don Discipline doesn't live here anymore. He stayed for a couple of days and he moved on.
he was couch surfing and he kicked Don Discipline out.
Like they say, people that change, people don't change. Or if they change, they'll change back to what they were before they changed.
Yeah. Who's the new tenant? No. Frank Folkard. He's moved in.
Hey, Frank. Speaking of which, is your hostage taker still there? You still have a guy pointing a gun, or has he gotten tired and left?
He got tired and left. It was good too. I didn't need that guy around. He's giving me bad, creepy vibes. But no, it's a good weekend, Morenci. I really enjoyed myself this weekend. We had a lot of fun on the links, and hopefully, let's keep the train rolling tonight. We need some winners. Let's go. Let's make a goal. Positive every day this week, Monday through Friday. Positive,
yes.
In the money.
Yes,
yes. That's the goal.
It's not gonna, won't happen. But yes, let's dream for it.
It can happen. It can.
I know.
Happen.
It used to happen.
I believe. Yeah, it used to happen all the time.
I went 9-1 on Friday, and then 8-11, 5-8, and then it seems to be all or nothing with me recently. But Cam, I'm not going crazy with the props tonight. I'm just going back to the same damn guys again. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. Get on the grid. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our digital platforms joining us as well, our AM radio affiliates. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh right now. We've got a lot of games to break down and give you picks for. Kevin Walsh steps up. What's up, Walsh?
What's going on, fellas? Excited to be here. It's a Monday. We're not off of a depressing Super Bowl. I don't know. I feel a little chipper. We'll see. There's about 40 or so minutes left to see if that changes by the time I get off air. But right now, I feel good.
You know what? I've had a terrible couple of days. Bad picks, bad beats, bad breaks, and everything else in between. And I am positive. I do like Mondays. But I decided, you know what? I'll get the day started with an early hockey pick here. Ice hockey. Hockey pick. And Arizona and St. Louis have been playing each other every damn day, it seems. It's a seven-game series. They're literally playing seven times in a row. And I figured Cam and St. Louis would be tired of losing to these guys. Evidently,
they're not. Another thing, Gabe, I don't want to sound like a jerk because we're friends or whatever. I took Arizona for a lot of reasons. This series is finally ending. St. Louis probably just wants to say, get us the hell out of here. We are sick and tired of looking at that coyote, hearing that coyote every time Arizona does something. And they don't match up against these guys. Arizona's had the recipe for disaster against these guys. Another point, Kev and Gabe, talking to Parker. We went through the math. Parker gave it to me. Mondays, unders are almost 70%. We're lingering at a 69% clip right now. People don't like it. They're back at work. Unders in the NHL on Mondays, 70%. Put that in your pipe.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. NHL, really the common man's game. That's incredible.
Do we have verifiable data on this? Or
it's Parker. I trust him. You're right though, Gabe. I didn't check a second source, which I probably should have done to be professional. But I'm just listening to what Parker told me. He saw the data, and I'm reiterating it. Yes.
All right. So listen, we're going to need somebody with some time on their hands to go through every Monday. Yeah. We've talked about this. It is true, Walsh. There's something to it. Cam was on to something last week when he talked about NHL players being hung over. after the Super Bowl. And I get that, but there is something to the Monday unders in a National Hockey League. I don't know what it is, the start of a new week, the Monday night blues, as you stated, if they're the common man. And, you know, they have a hard time. One thing, too, Saturday is the big day in hockey.
Yes.
That's like sort of the, you know, you're playing a lot of rivalry games Saturday, TV games Saturday. It's a big TV day, Saturday in the National Hockey League. So it's sort of like, and so is Wednesday. So like, you know, Monday, it's sort of flying under the radar. There's something to it. And there are a lot of unders that I like. And I'm going to surprise you guys. I like an under in an NBA game tonight that, you know, probably.
That's different.
Yeah. I'll get right to it. Washington and Atlanta. Washington and Atlanta. Under.
Don, Don, discipline's gone. Who is this guy? Who's
hold
this
on,
new
hold
guy?
Hold on a second here. You just combine two games.
Every day I'm new. Every day I'm new. Like, I've got a new scheme every day. Which game? Which game can I combine?
You just – Washington is playing Houston. Atlanta's playing the Knicks. And I usually wouldn't want to call anybody out on a mistake.
Oh, Washington,
Houston. I think it goes Houston. To show –
Washington, Houston.
This shows how rarely you bet unders that your brain was like, I can't even say a real game. I just got to take two random teams.
No.
That's how rarely you bet unders.
I like the Knicks. I like the Knicks under, too. That's why I got them all. They're all wrapped up. Unders.
Two unders?
And you know what? Oh, yeah. And you know what? My NHL play of the night tonight. My NHL play of the night tonight. Well, I always bet NHL unders, but Calgary, Vancouver. That's the play
I
of the
like
night
that.
In the NHL play. The under
I got another
Calgary Vancouver tonight.
Before I let you guys get into the NBA, I'm going to tell you something, and this is tried, tested, and true, and I just haven't been on top of it as much. Every Saturday card in the National Hockey League, underdogs thrive. Montreal beat Toronto. Ottawa beat Winnipeg. Vancouver beat Calgary. It happens week after week after this. Unders on Monday, dogs on Saturday. Take it away, Mr. Under. That's you, Gabe Morenci.
That's unbelievable. I never thought I would hear those words. Mr.
Game Time Decisions. Game Time Decisions. The show that gives you trends with no verifiable. Like, we're just pulling them out of our ass.
True. Yeah.
Like, well, I'm just telling you. Every Saturday in the NHL, underdogs win 72% or so.
I'm going to tell you. Gabe. I will follow this from the start of the season to the end. More underdogs and plus money. I gotta keep it to prove it on my charts. But I'm telling you, I look at the results and I make notes. Underdogs do really well on Saturday. But continue.
All right, I'll tell you right now. I'll do this right now. We gotta do it ourselves, just like Heath Ledger in the Joker. You gotta do it yourself. All right, so go back in time here. Let's go back in time. So what's the date today? Today's the 15th. So last Monday was the 8th. Nice and simple. NHL, the 8th. Oh, yeah. Look at this. 2-0. Islanders, Rangers. Under.
Yep.
3-2.
Correct.
Columbus, Canes. Under. Edmonton, Ottawa. 3-1. I was on that, if you remember.
Under. Ken.
Under.
That's under.
Toronto, Maple Leafs, Vancouver. Under.
Under.
Arizona, St. Louis. These guys have been playing so long, Walsh. They played last Monday. They're playing again.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
They went over. They went over. Tampa, Nashville, under. So what we got there? That's
5-1. 5-1, I think.
All right, let's go back to the previous Monday now. So we got to go back to what was
I think
that
we're proving our points quite well right now. How much empirical data do we need?
The previous Monday.
Stop the count. Stop the count.
Rangers, Penguins, under.
Under.
Rangers, Penguins, under.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, Washington, over. Nashville, over, Tampa, over. Vancouver, Montreal, over.
Calgary, bad Monday.
Over.
Oh, geez.
Should have stopped it last Monday.
So they go back and forth. So that's over, under, over, under, over, under.
All right. No. Yeah, that kind of throws our little theory for a loop. Now we've got to go back into January here. We're going back one more Monday. Tell me why you don't like Mondays. Because I lose money on Mondays. That's why.
No, we win money on Mondays. My name's going to be Mickey Monday, man. I love Monday today. Let's go. We're going to make a barrel.
Monday, Tuesday, crappy
Monday.
Days.
Oh, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, crappy days. Wednesday, Thursday, crappy days.
Bad
we're going to have a positive week.
We're giving losers to you. So 7-1. The Monday before, The Monday before, there was only one game, and it was 7-1.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Well, that theory's gone out the window. No, we got to do it from the start of the year. No, I'm going to have a homework assignment. I'm going to get back on this thing.
This theory is true. You know, at the start of the year, I think I only have to do two more Mondays. They haven't even been playing that long.
Yeah, it's a good point.
All right, let's do one more. If we don't like, all right, come on. Give us some unders here. Give us some unders. All right, here we go. Here's the Monday. 3-2 under, 1-0 under, 3-1 under, 6-1 over, 5-4 over, 4-2 push, 5-2 over, under. All right, here we go.
Under. There we go. More unders than overs. Hey, Parker, where'd you get your stats from?
It's not 70.
It sounds more like 56%, but what's going on here? Where are you getting your facts?
Sounds more like loose math.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to lie on some loose math for our trends.
Listen, Pam.
I don't think the one push made a difference. He blamed it on one push.
If anything, I think it's like to the over, 52 to 48% to the over. But if anything, as someone that's been in the industry like for a long time, like you have, I've learned. Always let people. There's a saying in the business. Stay in your lane, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Cam won't tell Parker how to produce the graphics of the show, the screen.
Well,
yet he should not be giving us gambling information. It's very simple.
I'm telling you, my Saturday underdog thing's true. I'm going to go back and chart it, and I'll have numbers for you on the next show.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Beat technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Pharrell, coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions continue. Sirius XM Channel 204. The show where trends come to die. The show where trends come to die on this program. And that's right, man. I'm shaking things up. I think I'm just schizophrenic. Donnie Discipline's gone. Frank Folkard isn't here, but what are we going here?
Frank Folkard, that's good.
Yeah, Frank Folkard.
Frank Folkard. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I gave him that name. Thank you. That was all me.
That's very good. Very good, Cam.
I don't know. I can't think of a name that starts with U. What's the first
name? I know. I was thinking the same thing. Ulysses Under? Yeah. Ulysses. Do you know what that name Ulysses? That's kind of in the Bible.
Like,
we know a guy Ulysses with a name that starts with U that's not in the Bible? Come on.
The president.
That's kind of crazy. Something kind of random. It's like one of those nothing rhymes with orange things, but what's a first name that starts with U?
There's Uwe Krupp, but whose name Uwe? You know, that's remember who used to play? Uwe Krupp.
On fire here. Hockey player. Throwing out multiple options. Usman Under.
His name's very common.
Usman. Yeah, Usman Under.
You can make last name a first name.
Okay.
You got to mix things around.
All right, here we go. Ugo.
Ugo. Yeah, Ugo. Ugo Under.
Umberto.
Yeah, Umberto.
Uda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uda. Udo is actually a German name, yeah. Ulan. None of it works. What do you call me? Ulan Under.
No, you need the Udo one syllable. Say, like Frank. Like, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things that we talk about, right? Frank favorite. Yeah, but that works. You know what I mean?
You got to go like Johnny low scoring Larry.
Yeah.
Like that would be like low scoring Larry would be.
Yes, low flow Larry. You got it. Yeah, Larry. That's a great name.
Larry always works. Larry's a very strong name for.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, Oh, I can't believe it. God.
What is it?
Head coach. Urban.
Urban. Oh, yeah. Urban Under. Yeah, I forgot about the Urban Under. Yeah, the Urbanator.
That's
nice. He might have put somebody 6 feet under. Yeah, Urban Under sounds good to me. That sounds good. Urban. Urban. Gabe didn't even think about Urban Meyer. Yep, Urban.
Urban. I'm looking up a list of names. This is the list of baby names under the letter U. Uberto, Udella, Hugo, Ulan. You don't want to name your name Ulan.
No.
UDA. Sounds like a college basketball team. UDA plus the points.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. UDA plus the points. That makes sense.
Uda.
I will say I wouldn't stress Ulrich. Too much about finding.
Ulrich Under.
Yeah, Lars Ulrich, drummer from Metallica.
Ulrich. Yeah. Uma.
That's a nice one for a woman.
Uma. So, yeah, it seems to work for women.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I wouldn't worry too much about finding this nickname because I don't think Urban Under, or whatever you want to call it, will last very long.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Let's start off here. This is a game where I don't want to take the under. The Pacers and the Bulls. What's your take on this game, Walsh?
So there are certain trends in the NBA that at this point in the season, I just have to back and I have to respect. The Dallas Mavericks, if they're at home and they're favored, they don't cover. 2-10 against the number as a home favorite. Yep. The Chicago Bulls are the exact opposite. The Chicago Bulls are a ridiculous 8-1 against the spread as a road dog. 8-1 against the spread as a road dog. On the season, the Pacers are 5-7 against the number as a home favorite, below 500. Those type of numbers with the Chicago Bulls, I have but no choice to back this team in this spot. No choice.
I like it. It's not like it's not a side, it's an order to you. Like, yeah, you've got to do it. No choice. Basically, you didn't know. Cam had a guy at his house. He had a home intruder. Buddy sat down right off a camera, just pulled up a chair, started eating a sandwich, and just pointed a gun at Cam. And basically, Cam had no choice but to bet. Yeah, he had no choice but to bet.
I don't know why I was believing this. I don't know. He's talking about how terrible his neighborhood is all the time.
Unbelievable.
The kids that are running around.
Hey, I got one for you, Walsh. Gary Gullible. That's your new name. Holy jeez.
How did you survive high school in Queens with the Gotties and stuff? Like, really, Gary Gullible? Come on, Walsh.
Well, listen, I'll tell you those stories off air, but we were all good. We were all good.
Amazing.
I like Walsh's story of playing basketball against them for money, and they just lost and didn't pay. You're like, wow, that's the best.
Yeah. They said we cheated. We bought players that were too good. I didn't know. All right. They were like, oh, they're not in our grade. Like, they don't count. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this guy is 30. But, all right.
So you're taking the Bulls, Bulls plus the points. You've got a gun to your head. You don't have a choice as you stated, jumping in. All right, so this is the game I was talking about here. And we're going to get to the next game, too, who keep on holding teams to under 100 points. Houston and Washington. It's me and Cam. We become pretty big Wizard backers on this program, Walsh. What do you make of this one? John Wall returns to Washington. They already played. He put up 24 points against them. So they already played. But John Wall goes back to Washington. Yet here we are, Cam. I tell you what, the bookmakers, they're on to this. They know Washington don't suck as much as everybody think they do. Washington are one-point favorites in this game, Cam. What you doing with this one?
I kind of like Washington. I was on them against the Celtics. I'm wondering, though, can they keep up the momentum from that game over the weekend to this game? I don't have a lot of faith in the Rockets, Marenzi. There's just something about that team. I don't like the way they're playing. They started off well after the big deal, but really settling down. And Washington, one thing about them is they grind. They can hit shots. I lean Washington in this spot, buddy. I can't say no to these guys, how good they've been to us recently. They're hot. They cover numbers.
With Victor Oladipo out as well. Right now for the Houston Rockets this evening. Walsh, who you taking in this game if you are betting it?
Yeah, so for me, I'm actually a lot more interested in the John Wall prop. I will quickly say, and again, just some of these numbers, they're jarring. You don't have to gun to your head. You can only bet them. But the Wizards have been favored at home four times this year. forget covering. They haven't won yet as a home favorite. It's only a one-point spread. I get it. But that's why I bring up kind of the money line aspect of it all. I think that's a jarring number. All in all, though, you said the John Wall prop, it's 26.5. It was 24.5 this morning. They played last time. He took a team-high 21 shots, scored 24 points. Oladipo took 21 shots in that game as well. Well, Victor Oladipo's out. And so is Eric Gordon. And so is Christian Wood. John Wall going back to Washington, 26.5. You guys have been doing this long enough to know narrative bets sometimes trip you up, but not with star players in the NBA, at least more often than not. Oh, Anthony Davis is going back to Chicago. LeBron's going back to Cleveland. John Wall's going back to Washington, 26.5. That's my favorite bet from this game.
I like that.
So you're going to go over. I'll tell you what. He could score and go over and still lose.
Without 100%.
Without Christian
100%.
Without Eric Gordon. And I'll tell you what. Eric Gordon's been a great prop for me. Over 20.5. He used to be 18.5. Now it's up. It was 22.5 earlier in the day before he was ruled out.
Yeah.
And I was going to stay away. I'm going to stay away from Wall, but it will be bombs away. But, Cam, I like Washington here. All these players out. All these players out for – and I get it, Walsh, that Washington, you know, they're not a good home favorite. 0-4, I get it. Westbrook's never played back-to-back either, and he's playing tonight. Mm-hmm. I think Washington have fun showing up, guys. You know what I mean? There's something. There's bad teams that hang their heads and don't want to be there. The Wizards aren't like that. The Wizards are competitive, and they're going to be competitive because Wall's going to be talking smack on the court to them tonight. And you know what, Cam? It's 2-1. We've got Westbrook and Beal versus John Wall, bro. Hachimura's back. I wish they were 100% Washington, but I think they get it done. I think the Wizards get this done tonight. And this is where I'm going to pull and surprise you guys. This total is high. This total is climbing right now up to 232.5. The Washington Wizards are 6-1 to the under in their last seven games. 6-1 to the under in their last seven games. Houston Rockets, 5-2. 5-2 to the under in their last seven games. And
I like where you're
quite
going,
frankly, where are the points going to come from Houston? Mm-hmm. Who's scoring? Wall gets 25.
Yeah.
Like, where do the points come from tonight, Walsh, for the Rockets?
No, 100%. And you'll be surprised, but sometimes these super high-scoring teams actually can be great to the under because, yeah, they score a lot, but the games could still go under those big-time numbers. The Wizards also just held an opponent for the first time all year below 100 points at a no-slouch team like the Boston Celtics. Also, there's some underlying numbers. I don't know how much you guys believe in this stuff. Shot luck, regression, what have you. The Wizards' defense has not been as bad as the results have suggested. They've been dealing with some unlucky shooting going against them. Also, the first time they played, there also wasn't even 200 points scored, though, in the first meeting between these teams. I know not everything is just a repeat performance, but you're asking for almost 50 extra points in meeting number two with a lot of offensive talent missing. I think your underplay makes a lot of sense.
That's right. Urban under is sharp. Caught my eye earlier in the day, Cam.
Hey, there's a reason why you switch up your methods. You're not always going to go all unders or overs, but I'll tell you one thing, and it's not rocket science. The books love when you bet, there's more under bettors than there's more over bettors than under bettors. That's just the way it goes, man. You know that. I know that. People love to bet overs.
This was unorthodox, Walsh. I had to take a second. I'm not used to betting under. You're right. I was on the wrong side of the ledger. Yeah. I was like, no, other side.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to break those habits. You got to break those habits.
It's like I'm in Britain. I got to drive on the different side of the road.
Yeah, you're in the bungalow. You're not on the penthouse
That's
anymore.
That's a good analogy.
No.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you've found us, keep it right here for sports news you can use.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Abilities.
Now are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gable Morency. Kick it when it raises your red head. Cam Stewart. Burger time, Stewart. Burger time. Urban under in the house. We've got Kevin Walsh, who was forced to bet on the Bulls. Said he doesn't have a choice. Has to take it. And we'll be taking the points. And, yeah, we're shaking things up. We're shaking things up tonight. So I'm taking the Wizards in the game. But I'm also going to be taking the under in the basketball game as well. We talked about the recent unders of the Wizards, 6-1 guys in the last 7 games. They're 12-12 on the season as far as totals are concerned, because like Walt stated, the totals are always so high. And the Houston Rockets are an under team, 16-9-1 to the under. And obviously they've been playing more under since they traded James Harden. So let's talk about the Atlanta and New York game. Another game in which you wonder where the points are going to come from. And I'll tell you what, Walsh, the Atlanta Hawks, you know, we keep waiting for them to, you know, turn that corner, flick that switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. They're, you know what I mean? They're an 11-15 basketball team. And I'm running out of excuses for these guys. Quite frankly, they're not a good home team. They, you know what I mean? They're 6-9 at home. I cut them a little slack because their schedule has been tough, but you know, it's sports or result. It's a result business. And after 26 games, they've only won 11 times. Meanwhile, the Knicks have some confidence right now. It's too bad they lose Mitchell Robinson with a broken hand.
Yeah.
But here are the Knicks coming into this game with a two game win streak. Can they make it 3 in a row? I say they can. Who you got, Walsh?
So, first of all, you're so right with Atlanta. They're very lucky that they saw a Toronto Raptors team on the second leg of the back-to-back. It's the only result that separates them from what would be a 7-game losing streak. Instead, they've lost 6 of their last 7. They have been good in this spot, 3-1 against the number as a road favorite. Not a massive sample size. The Knicks, though, are doing a really nice job. They've covered in 5 of their last 6 games. But this is another spot where a prop really has jumped off the page to me, and it's Trae Young. As far as Trae Young's prop goes, it's 26.5. It was 25.5. It's been moving. But there's just a number of numbers here, basically, that keep pushing me in this direction. For whatever reason, he loves playing the Knicks. Last year, he played the Knicks 3 times. He scored 42 or more in all 3 games, which is ridiculous. Now, I know it's a different team. He played them once this year. He scored 31 in that game. And also, just some of the Trae Young splits push me in this direction as well. He averages more. He averages 3 more points on the road than at home, which I think is pretty interesting. And here's the wild one. Now, there's no guarantee necessarily that they do win this game. I lean that direction. But if that's the direction I lean, I feel like I'm just better off playing his prop. In losses this year, Trae Young averages only 20.6 points per game for the Atlanta Hawks. In their 11 wins, Gabe and Cam, he averages 32.5 points per game. 32.5 points per game in their wins. A 12-point difference from when they win to when they lose. They're favored. I think the Knicks could be tough, but I think he'll have enough here in a matchup that he likes. I like Trae Young over 26.5.
Cam, what's your feeling on this game?
I think it's tough. I think it's a tough game. You want to back Atlanta because they're you think about the do theory, but to your point, Morency, they're not playing good basketball. It's hard to get in front of them, but sometimes situations are good ways to bet. But New York, you're thinking about it. They're getting a point. I'm probably going to pass on this game. It's I already took the Wizards with you. I don't think I got a million hockey games, so I'm going to have to pass on this game. I would take the New York Knicks, but I don't feel 100% confident in them. Atlanta could show up.
I like the Knicks in this game. You're right. It's a tough spot. It's a tough game. Atlanta's a desperate team. And, you know, this game is actually, you know, a battle of teams. They're going to be battling to get into the playoffs. So, you know, it's an important basketball game. I don't like, you know, be interested to see how they respond without Robinson in this game tonight. And the thing is, Walsh, Atlanta are an over team. Atlanta don't play defense. And I always say when a defensive team plays – a bad defensive team, they'll have success, right? They'll score. We've seen the Knicks have been capable of scoring as well. Listen, the Knicks, 3 straight games, they've held their opponent to under 100 points. In an era, guys, in which it's routine to see a total of 242.5, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I was watching the Knicks play the other night, and it was a good point. What was the game against? It was one of the local. It wasn't a national game, obviously. It was against Washington. So they were playing against Washington. It was the Washington guys. And they were talking about that. And they were saying, you know, it's crazy that Thibodeau is playing this style right now in the NBA. Right? That in the modern era when everyone's running and gunning and these guys are trying to hold people to under 100 points. And the analyst for the Wizards was smart. And he said, you know what? He said, I'll tell you why it's working. Because he goes, no one in the NBA seen this before. He goes, now they're going old school. Yeah, exactly. Everybody plays this run and gun. Suddenly, Thibodeau's brought back the old school Bulls basketball, and he's implementing it with the Knicks. He even brings Derrick Rose back right now just to really cement this thing. And they're slowing down possessions. They get in your face. They compete. And players aren't used to it. It's a great point. And it was like we were talking about with football. You see now certain teams are realizing – everybody drafted all these small linebackers. Everybody drafted these fast DBs because everybody throws the ball. Now we're going to run the ball down their throat and they won't be able to tackle us. Mm-hmm. And Brian Flores was talking about that. He said, guys, he goes, everyone got so small. He goes, you're going to see teams going to go smash mouth and you won't be able to stop it suddenly. And I think Thibodeau sort of caught on to this a little bit. It's a tough game. I get it. The total concerns me just because I think that the Knicks can score tonight.
Yeah, so here's what I wanted to just say on the total, because you were saying that Atlanta's been an over team. That's of recent. 15 of their first 20 games went under. They were the best under team in the NBA, not the Knicks. What we just talked about with that Wizards-Rockets game, their totals were mid-230s, and they could never crack it. There were enough points. But now they are playing towards the overs. Okay, 5 of their last 6 games have gone over. And here's the big thing for me. I think when we at least just talk about betting from a value perspective, the first time these teams met, it went under. But that's because the total was 225. There was 221 points scored in a 113-108 Knicks victory. So the last time they played, it went under, but it went over this number. And that's where over-under trends can be tricky, right? We're like, oh, this team keeps going over. Well, but what's the number? Yeah, yeah. What number are they going over? I actually think you could make a compelling case. I know it's a Knicks game to the over due to the way the Hawks are playing and that one matchup that they do have earlier in the season.
I can't disagree with it. I can't disagree with it. I like the Knicks. I'm flirting with, the total. I'm flirting with the total to the over, but I think I'm going to pass. I'm just going to ride the Knicks. Do we have an update with Joel Embiid right now? Is it confirmed? Is he going to be
I haven't seen any confirmed yet.
I would take Utah if he was playing. That's like, how do I get in front of these guys right now? If he's not playing, 6.5 actually seems like a very, very 7.5 now, attainable total. I'm on FanDuel. It says 6.5. So I guess that they're assuming he's going to play because it would the line wouldn't go that way. I could tell you that. But I don't want to step in front of Utah. They've been good to us, Gabe. Yeah. They were good to us that night. They came through. They murdered everybody. I'm liking betting these guys. It's been fun.
There's really no reason really to really overanalyze this game.
No,
they're 18-2 against the spread in their last 20 basketball games. Mm-hmm. Like, what, seriously, Walsh, you want to get in front of this? And Philly have been struggling on this road trip. We're laying the points, Utah.
If Philly shows up, if Philly happens to show up, then you tip your cap right now. You know, and you can debate long term if you think what Utah's doing could possibly lead them to being a true NBA championship contender, right? If you really believe that that team could go all the way, when we flip it to the postseason. But what they're doing right now, at the end of the day, the book is having to catch up to a Utah team that looks like they could be at the minimum last year's Milwaukee from the regular season, best record in the NBA. But if the numbers aren't caught up and the way that they're playing, it's a great spot to continue to ride that team.
Utah Jazz are the best team in the NBA. They should be favored by more. They're undervalued because they play in Utah. And, 6.5, as Cam stated, more than fair. We'll lay the points. Brooklyn and Sacktown here tonight. Totals 242.5. We got a high one here. I'm not taking the under. All the under doesn't live here after this game. not this one. Not this
one. I saw a trend this weekend. I believe now we've had 8 games that have had a total of 240 or better. 7 of them have featured the Brooklyn Nets, and I think the overs are 7-1 in those games that have 240 or more points as their total.
Wow.
It's a Nets game. You have one option. You either bet the over or you don't bet it. That's it, right?
What about Sacramento? That's
got me betting the Chicago Bulls. Here's my thing with Sacramento. I got to wait to figure out what's the deal with De'Aaron Fox. They're playing poor basketball. Fox was out there last night against Memphis. They're on a back-to-back, which I think is ugly. The Nets have struggled without Kevin Durant. I think it's a tough side. But if De'Aaron Fox is out there, I cannot get behind Sac. If he's not out there, there's no way I can get behind Sacramento.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a decent spot for Brooklyn, Cam. I don't really trust them to lay 4.5 here, but I think they're starting to figure at least some things out here. I like Irving's the coach. He told Harden, you're the point guard.
You're the guard. I'm the shooting guard. You're the point guard.
Yeah, but in other words, listen, and James Harden's not a point guard. And in other words, too, so that's Irving saying, I shoot.
Yes, exactly.
Irving's decided for everybody. Yeah, I'll be the one that's going to score. All right. So, Irving doesn't. Yeah, that's who he is. So it actually makes sense. But Harden, it'd be interesting to see. I guess you can look. What about Harden assist? Walsh, you going to be looking at this, or is that party
over? 11.5 It's 11.5 I mean,
Draymond like today, bro, was 8.5 Draymond was 8.5 Before I could even click it, it was one. It was 158.5 I put it in the queue and I sat here for a minute. I took a phone call. I hit click and it popped to 9.5 then I didn't take it. I was like, man, I got to bet 10 assists now.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I mean, he's been doing it every game. Let me just say this quickly. A lot of times we're kind of caught up what we'll talk about, the best teams, right? Like the Utah Jazz, right? But there's a 10-0 trend right now, but it's fading a team. The Cavs have not covered in 10 straight basketball games.
I'm on them tonight. 10 straight.
They've lost 9 of 10. Listen, Cavs, I get it. I respect it. This team is a disaster. Andre Drummond is going to get traded. Could they come and cover a double, a near double-digit number? Possibly.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Kev. I don't mean to interrupt, but this is a good thing. The Andre Drummond situation, he didn't play on Sunday, not just because of the trade rumors to the Raptors, but due to discipline. He lipped off. The Bickerstaff is pissed, and he's not getting along with the other big men on the floor. This is the thing. They said they're keeping this guy out till the All-Star break. Hopefully the Raptors make a deal because he's disgruntled in Cleveland. That's good. They don't have to worry about that distraction anymore. I'm taking Cleveland plus the 10 points tonight against Golden State. I hold my breath. This team is a train wreck right now, but it's generous points. I'm on Cleveland tonight. If they don't cover, shame on me.
I took them last night and held my breath, and I ended up drowning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be drowning tonight. I'll be at the bottom of the whirlpool man. But I think we can cover tonight. I think it's a better spot. We'll see.
I just want to add this, though, and if you don't feel like laying the 9.5 with Golden State, I can understand that. A part of this awful run of basketball for the Cavs, they've given up their opponent's team total to the over in 7 straight games, 119 or more in all 7 of those games. The Warriors team total is 118.5.
Oh, boy.
You know what? We're going back. We're going back to some Warrior props. Steph Curry was cold the other night. He's going to hit like 7 three-point shots tonight.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports. Get on the
grid. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game time decisions continues. The New York Knicks are now plus a 108 on the money line. Knicks are now plus 108 on their home court. I'm buying in. The Knicks are going to win 3 games in a row. We're going to get all of the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's hockey picks. Got a full slate of NHL hockey. So, Walsh, you're talking on the way out about the Warriors. And I've been playing the same Warrior props all the time. And it's been successful. Mm-hmm. Curry over 3.5 over 3-point shots made. But it used to be 3.5 Then it was 4.5 Now it's 5.5 all the time. So that's tough. So I haven't clicked that yet, but I do think he's going to light it up this evening. Even if the game's a blow and he'll hit like 6 in the first half or something like that. I've been playing Draymond over assist every night. I've been playing Draymond rebounds, and I've been playing Toscano Anderson rebounds, all of which are hitting like literally Yeah, Toscano Anderson's hit a little bit of a wall, Cam. It's come back down to 5.5.
I side. Yeah, exactly. But he's doing other things well. Like the thing about him is he's mixing it up now, Gabe. He's got, points in his repertoire and stuff.
Now he's scoring. He's pissing me off.
Hey, Toscano. Yeah, right?
Exactly. Toscano's making moves in the paint, little spin move. And I'm like, bro, stick to rebounding. Stick to rebounding. Yeah. Let's go, bro.
I was thinking about you the other night. I'm like, this guy's got 20 points. What the hell's going on with Toscano? I thought you're just a rebound guy.
I told
you. Know your role.
He's good. I know. He's good.
He is good.
He's good. Toscano Anderson's good. So I've been playing it, but all right, Walsh, we're going to get you out of here. So what's your couple of best plays? You're going to be back. Walsh will be back tonight at 9, but what are your couple of best bets on the way out here?
Yeah, from the stuff that we talked about, the John Wall overpoint prop, the Trae Young overpoints prop, we talked about the Chicago Bulls trends as well, and the team total with the Warriors. I also just wanted to mention, we got a big game coming up in college basketball, FSU Virginia. I've been a fool before. I've bet Virginia overs. It almost always go wrong. I don't care. Gary Gullible? Sure. Gullible again. At 130, these are two of the better offenses in the country. The number came down to 128.5. I'm going to still play the under. There'll probably be 107 points, and I'll feel like a loser. It is what it is.
It hit 127 today. I like the over as well. Give me FSU and the over, Cam. Who you got in this game?
Yeah, I got FSU and Eileen over as well. Let's party, man. We're all on the Seminoles.
Seriously. We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports.